Hey, good morning. My name is Juan Ignacio Ratalino. I am a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Nebraska. And today I'm going to present a project which is entitled Beyond the Plot, Accelerated Innovation in Agronomic Science. So let's start saying that agronomy is a science that relies a lot in field experiments to improve farming methods. And just to give you some numbers, in 2011, the global public and private sector invest in resource and development a total of $69 billion. And when you see that number, sometimes you think, can we be more efficient on the use on research and development? And I think that yes, and the way to do that is to extrapolate our experiment to a scale so we can have more impact on our research. So the next question is, can I extrapolate the result from my experiment to another area? And I guess that yes, and the answer is that if we have a robust spatial framework that delineates regions in which crop production technologies perform similarly, yeah, we can do that. And this concept is not something new. This concept was presented like 30 years ago, but the problem with previous attempts was that they lack of three main things. So the first thing is that the lack of high-quality climate and soil data at the final spatial resolution. And now we all know that we all have all of this information more available. So the second one is the appropriate selection of an aggregation of key biophysical variables. So we don't want to make all of this approach. If we want to apply this broadly in the world, we don't want to make this approach so complex, including too much biophysical variables. And the third one, and probably the most important, is that no one of these previous attempts validate the spatial framework in terms of predicting crop response. So having said that, I will say that the main goal of this project and presentation is to develop a spatial framework for technology transfer in agriculture that account for major biophysical factors explaining crops' response to technology and provide proof of concept about the utility of this framework. So let's start by introducing what the technology extrapolation domain is, or what is the scheme. So the technology extrapolation domain is a special unit with a unique combination of biophysical attributes. And when I talk about biophysical attributes, I refer mainly to weather and soil. And within the technology extrapolation domain, within this scheme, yield responses to a given technology can expect it to be fairly similar within the same TDE. So you can have the same TDE in different regions, and the response should be the same because the biophysical attributes are the same. So, and this is how we create the technology extrapolation domain that you can see in your right, this map there. So the first component is the climate zones based on the Yield Global Atlas. And the climate zones has three main components. One is the aridity index, which accounts for the variation in water availability of the crop across the year. The second one is the temperature seasonality, which accounts for the variation on temperature. And the second one is the growing degree days. We take into account the length of the crop season. So the second component is the plant available water holding capacity in the rooting zone. In other words, is how much water can the soil store to provide this to the crop. And with the combination of these two maps, we create the technology extrapolation domain. And as you can see there, I am showing just the central eastern U.S. area. And this is because all this detailed information that we need for running these technology extrapolation domains is available in the U.S. And we also have in the U.S. Information about the actual yields that we use to validate, and I want to show you later. But one of the principles of this project was that this approach could be applied in the world. And again, if sometimes you know that all this information, especially the soil property information, is not available in other places in the world. So here is the proof of concept. And let me say that to validate this technology extrapolation domain, we split the two components, which is climate and soil. And to split them, what we did is we select the TDE with the same soil type, but they are located in different climate zones. Then we analyze which is the variation in yield in each particular climate zones. And in this way, we could say if the variation in yield could be explained by climate. And on the way around, what we did is we select some TDE which have the same climate zones, as you can see here. This is an example. But they have different soil types. So then, looking at the yield of this region, of this different region that have different soil types, we can analyze if this component is important to explain yield responses. And when I say, we target on yield responses, we are also targeting on technology, because we all know that the farmers apply technologies based on what is the yield that they are expected to have. So this is the first validation, so the first one. And what you can see here in this map is a group of counties that has the same plant available water holding capacity in the rooting zone. All of them have the same one. But the only difference between among them is that they have different climate zones. And you can see all of them with different colors. And just to make easier the comparison, what we did is we draw two transects. One is from the northwest to the southeast, and the other is from the south, from the southwest to the northeast. And here you can see the yield response in different, in all of these different technology extrapolation domains. So this number here represents the number of counties that were included in each group. And this number here represents the coefficient of variation of the yield. So as you can see here, when you go to northwest to southeast, or from southwest to northeast, you can see that the yield is increasing and the coefficient of variation is decreasing. Which means that along the two transects in the south, in the U.S. north central region, the TDE scheme captures the influence of climate and yield and its variation within the soil type. So let's go to the second example where we test how useful it is to add the soil type information related to water, to available water in the roots, in the rooting zone. And in this case, we have two climate zones. You can see one here, and the other one is here with a different color, that differ in the plant available water holding capacity in the root zone. So the red one is the soil with less storage capacity, and the blue one is with the highest. And again, as expected, soils that counties that has the lowest plant available holding capacity in the rooting zone were the ones that yield less, and of course the coefficient of variation is even larger from this region. So again, the TDE scheme captures the influence of soil types and yield and its variation within the same climate zone. So, but now let's go to something that is, I think that is really interesting, is how can we use this special framework? And if we consider the maize area that it is including within each particular TDE, technology extrapolation domain, we can sort all of these areas from the largest one here to the smallest one. And if we plot the maize area coverage, cumulative maize area coverage, from this you can have a line like this, where it shows like with just only 5 TDE, we can cover the 25% of the maize area. So just imagine how can we improve the location of our experiment if we follow this kind of approach. Because again, remember that what the response that we are expecting from a yield or from a particular technology is going to be the same in each particular TDE. When we take into account only 10 TDE, we have 40% of the maize area coverage. And when we have 20 TDEs, we have 58% of the maize area. So again, imagine the impact on how can we improve our investment in research and development. So let's go now to a real example. This is a real example that tests the, it was a real example that has 98 sites, and it was intended to test the response to some product related to nitrogen. And this is the field location of this experimental network. And when we plot the area that is covered, all the TDE that is covered with this experimental network, we can say that with 96 sites, we cover 19 TDE zones, and this is the area that is located, and is the 42% of the maize area. So if we go back to the same figure that I showed you before, we can locate these field experiments in this point here, where you use 96 sites to cover 42% of the maize area. So there is a lot of room to improve these experiment distributions. And this is what it's showing here. So one way is, you know, if you want to cover the 42% of the maize area, you can just only use 11 sites, but you have to locate all of these in the largest TDE zones. And this is how the map shows in the new distribution. Or if you want to use the 96 sites, you could be more efficient locating all of them in the largest 96 TDE zones, which cover 89% of the maize area. But there is something that you need to take into account here. I'm not saying that if you want to cover the 92% of the maize area, we shall need to use 11 sites. Because, of course, you all know that experiment could fail, and you could lose a lot of area. So this at least give us like a frontier, to have an idea where I should locate and which is the coverage that I should expect. So just for finishing the presentation, this is an example of how this is an example that we are working with the Environmental Defense Fund. They are trying to put all of these tools to make public available, so we all can use this tool to make our investment in experiments more efficient. And again, we have the same example here. An idea of this webpage is that a user can go there, can provide a GPS location, and then the app is going to show where is this field experiment located in terms of the TDE zones, and also can provide a table showing which is the cumulative area, which is the percentage of the area that is covering, how many sites you have per particular TDE. And of course, something which could be even more interesting is that, as I mentioned before, we have some biophysical attributes behind this TDE, which was climate and soil. And if we click here, we could also check which is the biophysical attribute that we are testing in each particular field. So the intended user of this or this application could be used as an ex-ante optimization of the field trial location and survey design. So this is something that I showed before, or even analyze how our current experiments are working in terms of the evaluation of field trial location. It could also be used as determination of extrapolation domains and impact assessment. And of course, it could be used for upscaling from local to region, which is something that could increase our experimental network impact. So to wrap up, the technology extrapolation domain framework presented here addresses a fundamental missing aspect of agricultural research, that is to know where to test technology and how to extrapolate and predict responses. So in other words, is to bring agronomy to scale. Validation showed that the TDE scheme captured the influence of key biophysical factor on crop productivity and its variability. So we can trust in the scheme. And the technology extrapolation domain framework can help investment on agricultural research and development and monitor production and socioeconomic impact. So thank you very much for being here, and I am now open to questions.
We have questions.
Yeah.
Question, have you tried to take this team and extrapolate to comparable TDEs in Northeast China or someplace else totally outside of
the U.S.? Yeah, we did. We did this for Australia, you know, and this is a really good question, because this is something that we can use, you know. In the case of the example that we did in Argentina, and the comparison was between Argentina and Australia. In Argentina and Australia, there are two regions that has the same technology extrapolation domains. The ones in Argentina is planted with soybean and wheat. It's a rotation which is soybean, wheat, and soybean. So in 2 years, you can have three crops. So you have a 1.5 of intensification. But in Australia, there is a wheat monocrop. So what we did is we tried to reproduce this, the Argentinian system in Australia, and we got really nice results where we could increase the resource use efficiency in that region. So this is one of the applications that we can have with this technology extrapolation domain. Yeah, to identify potential area where we can increase the resource use efficiency, and of course the crop yields.